Do you struggle with stress at work, home, or school? Would you like to learn how to recognize, control, and even eliminate stress? If your answer is yes, then you are at the right place. If your answer is no, well, then you are in denial. Dr. Katie Nall is my guest today, and we will discuss a technique you can use to eliminate your waffles. Keep listening to discover what this technique is and what waffles is all about. Hey everybody, this is Ruth Hovsepian, and you are listening to the Out of the Darkness podcast. This podcast helps women of all ages and stages of life to navigate insecurities, fears, and addictions, and to live purposefully, authentically, and amazingly in Christ Jesus. We tackle subjects such as faith, parenting, divorce, loneliness, addictions, and so much more. It's my prayer that these episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you are new here, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each week. For more information and free resources, visit RuthHovsepian.com. This is Ruth Hovsepian. Dr. Katie Nall is a late-in-life doctoral student who earned her Ph.D. in mathematics education just before her 60th birthday while working full-time at a local community college. Dr. Nall is a mathematician, a TEDx speaker, a professional member of the National Speakers Association, and an advanced certified practitioner in the Emotional Freedom Technique, EFT, with additional training in trauma and quantum EFT. Dr. Nall shares her knowledge of EFT or tapping with math students and others who struggle with stress, fear, phobias, and anxiety. Welcome, Dr. Katie Nall. I am so excited to have you here today. And I would love my audience to get to know you and all the amazing things that you are doing and have done. You are a wealth of information, and I want my audience to see that. So perhaps you can introduce yourself, starting at any point that you want, and tell us who you are and how you've come to where you are today.
Well, Ruth, I'm so excited that your podcast is only 2 hours long. So I'll start it. No, I won't do that.
That would be wonderful. It'll be a two-parter.
No. This summer, I will be celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary, which is a shock to both of us. Because we're supposed to get a divorce after 2 years. Totally different story.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. We're still kicking and fighting. And we have three amazing grown children who have married the three perfect people that I prayed for when my kids were in sixth grade. And they have given us five adorable granddaughters. And as far as who I am, I'm a horrible housekeeper and a worse cook with no intention of rehabilitation. Why he stays is beyond me. So must
true love.
Yeah. The back rubs. I was in my mid-50s, Ruth, when I was able to pursue one of my life goals, and that was to earn my PhD. I was working full-time at a college where PhDs are valued, and I went to school at nights and became a PhD in mathematics education. My other degrees are in math, statistics, and computer science. In the process of doing that, because I was an administrator at the college, I knew that I had a whole room full of students who had one class left to finish before they could graduate. And that one class was math. Now, to me, I was like, this is great. You saved the best for last. Unfortunately, nobody in that room felt that way. They were trying to learn my favorite subject. I was like, I can't believe it. It's like
I don't understand.
Exactly. I do not understand. But I wanted to help them. And so I'd bring them into my office one-on-one. And I'd say, okay, let's register you. Well, just saying the phrase that I'm going to register you for math, people, the students would change color. They could water the plants in my office with the sweat coming off the palms. They would just completely go into a catatonic state. And I'm like, we're just registering for math? We're not even in the math class? They couldn't handle it. So part of my dissertation research that I did, Ruth, is I created a question that I Googled and did lots of research on. Is how do you help students overcome fear and anxiety about math and test taking? Do you want to know what I found? Nothing. There's like nothing out there. Everything I found was, well, they should get a tutor, or they should study differently, or they should do this. And there was nothing to get them over the hump of just registering for the class. However, I recognized my question as a math word problem.
You would, right? As a mathematician.
And as a math word problem, what you do is extract the part that is meaningful. And for me, it was, how do you eliminate fear and anxiety? That was in 2010, and I caught Nick Ortner's 10-day tapping summit. I would encourage everybody to do it. Every day for 10 days, he interviews some other specialist in an effect called emotional freedom technique, or also called EFT, or tapping. I listened all 10 days. I bought the book. I bought the DVD. But I was nervous. Ruth, for 10 days, they talked about how to eliminate fear and anxiety in relationships, in money, in your career, in all kinds of things. Nobody mentioned math or test taking. I had no idea if this was going to work or not. And I had a room full of desperate students. Now, Ruth, you and I both know that desperate clients are the best, right?
Awesome. Yes, 100%.
Because they will do anything to get to their goal. So I took the students into my office one-on-one. I said, I have no idea if this is going to work or not. Let's just try it. So we would try it, and they would walk away, and I'd sit there and go, I don't know what's going to happen. And then I started waiting and waiting and waiting. And after a few weeks, one by one, they came in, and they're like, I'm not really sure, but I think I'm passing my math class.
Wow.
I didn't know who was more surprised, them or me. I didn't have any idea if it was going to work or not. And we had students who actually graduated. Now, you think, what's the big deal about getting through a math class? It wasn't just a math class. They had to get through the math class to get their diploma. Once they got their diploma, that would direct what career they were taking. The career they were taking could affect their entire family. So it wasn't just a math class or a math test. It was their entire future that we were talking about. So to be able to help them find a way that was non-addictive, non-invasive, and self-directed that they could do themselves was so powerful. And that's how I became known as a waffles dissolver.
All right. So the question that is up in the air now is, what is waffles? Because I'm sure you have heard everyone say, is it the waffles we eat in the morning? You know, as a Canadian, we would probably use Canadian maple syrup and, you know, butter.
Definitely. But
what is waffles? I know what it is, but can you tell the audience what waffles is?
Well, Ruth, I'll tell you a little story. I got so excited about the effects of tapping and how it would help people that I would go up to complete strangers and take them by the shoulders and say, I know you've got a problem and I can fix it. Not effective marketing. So then I would take them by the shoulders and say, I know emotional freedom technique and I can help you. Still not effective marketing. So I sat and I thought about, what do I help my clients with? And I've been doing this now for 13 years. And I found that I had one client who was really worried about something, another client who had anxiety, and then there was a client who had the fear of spiders, and then there was the one that was frustrated in their work environment, and I went, oh, this spells waffles. So now I tell people that I'm a waffles dissolver. I show people how to dissolve worries, anxiety, fear, frustration, lethargy, exhaustion, and stress.
What is one of the most important lessons that you have learned over your life's journey? Especially, I would say, in the last maybe, 13 years, but what was it that sort of brought you to that point from the past?
That's a great question, Ruth. And I don't know that I have yet learned the most important one. I'm a perpetual student. I'm always learning. Humility comes to mind. Humility, along with being brave enough to speak up. So it's kind of an interesting combination. I believe in tapping so much, and I've seen such dramatic changes in people that I want to get it out there. And I want people to understand that it's not Katie Knoll, that I am just teaching people how to be able to manage their own emotions so that they can make better decisions. So I would think it's a combination of humility and being brave enough to speak out.
And at this point, what are you most excited about?
Oh, I am so excited about so much.
can you share one of them?
Yeah. So one of my life goals is to dance at every one of our 5 granddaughters' weddings. The youngest one is 2. And she's a bit of a handful. So she had to be 30 before. So I figure I've got to stay alive for the next 30 years. I'm going to stay healthy for the next 30 years. And somewhere in between there, I got to learn how to dance. So.
I love that. I love that attitude of, what you're excited about, giving yourself these goals, short-term and long-term goals.
Yeah.
Totally.
I also teach Qigong. So I have a couple of Qigong classes that I want to take that are, some of my goals. And I'm writing my 3rd book on emotional wealth, how to stop living in emotional debt. I'm about halfway finished, and I'd really be excited to finish that up.
Those are very interesting projects, if you want to call them that you have going on. It's always, I think, important that, and I think that is part of the way I deal with my waffles, is looking at the projects I have going on or what I'm trying to achieve at a certain point in my life. And right now, for the first time in my life, I don't have a plan. For the first time in my life, from the time I was a young child, it was, I don't know if it was from my environment or if it was who I am, where I've always said, okay, when I'm this age, I will do this. When I'm this age, I will do that. If I turn 30 and I'm not married, I will adopt a child. I would say this. It would frustrate my parents to no end when I would say this to them. Or, this. And then when I had children, I wanted to do this. But for the first time at 57, I've kind of said, Lord, I don't know where I'm going anymore. I've had to create myself so many times because of circumstances in life that, as I said, at 57, I've sort of said, Lord, I don't know where I'm going.
Where given most of your life to others. And now that it's time for you, it's hard to decide which way to go.
Yeah. And I'm like, I want to take my life experiences, the good and the negative, and the bad, and be able to use it for good, for someone's benefit, right? So I'm at that point in my life where I've said, Lord, I really don't know where you want me to go and what to do. And, the book that I wrote or this podcast or whatever I've been doing has gone sort of very differently than what I've ever done in the past. I've always mapped it out and, you know, planned things to the nth degree. And for the first time, I'm sort of following, you know, we say our gut, but I don't believe it's just my gut. It's what the Lord has put into my heart and said, do this. And yeah, I'm the one that's been benefiting by doing these podcasts. I've been learning so much. And as you said, I never thought about it this way, but I think I'm a student of life as well. I love to learn from others. So yeah, I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I don't know where I'm being led. I'm just going. And it's a good place. You know, I'm happy. For the first time, I'm not stressed about decision-making in that way, you know, so.
So it's really cool that you are open to whatever's happening. I just had an experience today where I was praying that I wanted help, right? In fact, one of my books is called Shower Blessings. And in there, I talk about when you pray, you should pray a lot.
Yeah.
A-L-O-T. And the A is for asking, right? The example I gave is I knew my kids needed food and water and, you know, everything else. There's no way I would have known they wanted a red wagon unless they asked me for it. And so be bold enough to ask, right? And then listen, because when we have prayer, it's a conversation. Yeah. And we have to listen. So we ask and then we listen. And the listening can come in a lot of different ways. It can be our intuition, our gut. It can be, you know, a white feather on a path. It can be meeting somebody wonderful like Ruth. It can be a lot of different ways. The hardest one for me is obey. Because when you hear something or see something or know something, it may not be what you thought it was going to be. And in my book, I talk about how I actually heard a voice that said I had to give $1,000 to a church I was not attending. Ruth, I did not have $1,000. I did not even have $100. And so I started arguing with the voice about where am I supposed to get this $1,000? And so eventually it all ended up happening. But whatever you get told, remember the story about Jonah, you need to obey. You need to obey. And the last one is when you pray a lot, at the very end, you should always give thanks. And that's what the T stands for. I had an accident with my my grown son was in the car with me, and this elderly woman pulled out in front of me in her great big boat of a car. And I tried to brake, but I couldn't do anything. And I ran right into the side of her car, and she admitted it was her fault. Had to take the car in, and as I was picking it up after it had been worked on. And of course I gave thanks. I mean, who gives thanks after a car accident? But I gave thanks because I kind of trained myself to do that. And when I went to pick it up, the mechanic said, "Lady, you're really lucky." I said, yeah, I know. Nobody was hurt. You know, I'm really glad. And he said, "No, lady, you are really lucky. That front axle on your Jeep was ready to fall off. And if you hadn't had that accident and she had to pay to replace the axle and everything else, I don't know what would have happened if that would have gone off in the middle of the highway." I went, thanks.
Yeah. My grandmother, who was a prayer warrior, had really had that was ingrained in her to thank God for even the worst of situations, you know? And I say the same thing, you know, and sometimes people laugh at me when I do that, but that has become the way I also cope with things. You know, it could have been worse, like the accident. That would have been my reaction to it. Thank you, Lord. I'm alive and I'm able to say, thank you, Lord, for this, you know, even in the worst of cases. So yes, to me, that is very important. The prayer is a great way to, and sorry, but just to backtrack, don't pray unless you want that answer.
Exactly. Oh my
right?
gosh.
Yeah. And be sure of what you are praying for, right? You know, sometimes we become very insistent on wanting something or something in particular or in the timeline that we want it. And, you know, sometimes God will give it to us and grant it to us. And, you know, and then when you look back at it, you say, that's why God was not giving it to me at a particular time. But yeah, it is important to, I think it's important to have certain actions in place in our lives to deal with different things. What is one piece of advice that you can share with us today?
One of my favorite phrases is, this too shall pass.
Mm.
So if you are down in the dumps and you're having a horrible day, just know that tomorrow morning the sun will shine and there will be something different about it. And if you're having a lovely life, enjoy it, live it, and feel it in your body. Enjoy every moment.
Yeah.
Because this too shall pass.
Amen. And what, as a final takeaway for us, what is one takeaway that you hope that the listeners learn from our conversation today?
Ruth, I would love for your listeners to understand how dangerous stress is on our bodies. 80% of the medical visits are stress-related. And I would also like them to understand that stress is something that they can control, manage, and even eliminate. There are lots of different ways to do it. I would encourage them to find one that works for them. My personal favorite, obviously, is waffles dissolving using emotional freedom technique or EFT. But people feel like if they're uncomfortable, they have to race around to somebody else for help. Mm. And really, there are so many things you can do yourself to eliminate and never have stress again.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And Katie, I thank you for joining us today and for sharing your story, your wisdom, and your knowledge with my Out of the Darkness listeners. And my friends, please check out the show notes down below for ways to connect with Dr. Katie Nall and where you can get more information on waffles and on tapping. Thank you so much. And I am very excited about everything that I have learned today.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me. To stay connected, follow me on Instagram and Facebook. If you like this podcast, can you help me find new listeners by leaving a rating and review? This small step takes only a moment, but really helps grow the listening audience. So let me thank you in advance. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus Christ. I am Ruth Hovsepian.